Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hi, how are you?
It's a big old land.
Happy Monday. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're ready to crank on a new week. I had a fabulous weekend. You know why, Kev?
Was that? Oh, you didn't get swept?
UND, baby. UND, baby, against the number one team in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Wasn't looking so good Friday, though. You know. It's a good start, though. I split. Great games.
Can't shake a stick at that. Great games. Yeah, for sure. So that was fun to watch. Take all that in. Enjoyed that. And you, on the other hand, decided to pass the kidney stone.
Yeah, that was my Friday night.
Yeah. I think the weekend was a little better for yours truly.
Oh, I've never been so tired getting out of that ER at 5:10 in the morning.
Oh,
Saturday morning.
Come on.
Yeah. Like
an
hour of sleep. We got home. Ride home was not comfortable. Got home and it was more comfortable just to sit up after this episode. And I had already passed it. But sitting on the couch, I just kind of pulled a blanket up over me. Next thing I know, it was like 9:30 in the morning. I was out cold on the couch, sitting up, sitting up, like not even, didn't even lay down.
No, that doesn't.
But we got through it.
That doesn't sound comfortable.
It is not fun. Anybody that's ever, a lot of calls and texts, thank you all for all the morning, this morning, been getting great messages.
Have you got a few been there, done that?
Yep. A couple of things, tips on what not to know. Let's cut out the pop, I guess. The diet pop especially, because the artificial sweeteners are not good for the kidney stones.
Come on, I don't want to hear this stuff.
I know, right?
This is okay, though, right here. Water?
Water. Yep. A lot of water. Lemon water is really good. There's an herbal deal that a listener friend sent, DJ sent a link to for me. So, yeah, we're going to, whatever I got to do. So, that's not happening again.
You're going to take all of these suggestions and implement them.
And I don't, you know, they say caffeine. And I'm, you know, I'm not opposed to giving up, you know, soda. I don't like sugar sodas, so I do, if I drink a soda, it's a diet soda.
Right.
The artificial sweeteners are bad. I don't have a problem giving that up. When you start touching my coffee, though, now we're going to have a problem. So, again, I don't know if I got to double up on the lemon water, whatever, I don't know.
What'd you hear in the way of advice there?
All things in moderation is kind of what I'm hearing.
Oh.
Cut back, not as much. And I do enjoy a couple stout cups of coffee every day. But we'll just, right now I'm on the
water. A couple can't be bad.
I'm on the water. A lot of water.
A couple cups of coffee isn't like you're, you know, pounding them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know? But my cups are like this big.
Ah, there we go. You got the jumbo size.
Looks like a big red gas can.
There's that. But you're down to two.
Yep.
Yeah.
All I know is that is they talk about the pain of those. That wasn't even mine. Wasn't very big. He said, no, it's not. He said, you already passed it, actually. And shout out to the Essentia crew in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Fantastic. I mean, 1 in the morning showing up, got a CAT scan done. Nurses were great. They were, you know, trying to keep the mood light and to keep me awake. Yeah, it was a long night, but we made it. We're good.
We have Dr. Jensen later in the program if you want to ask him any, you know, follow-up questions.
Oh, suppose I could.
Right?
I will.
Yeah. By the way, in a new poll has a slight advantage over the incumbent, Tim Walz. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't if they did the polling outside of the metro.
Right.
Which I'm guessing they probably did.
I don't know how they divide that up.
I'll tell you something. This will tell you something about Tim Walz, the current governor of the state of Minnesota.
Uh-oh. I don't think this is going to be like a real favorable comment.
Now, you'd think there's two big traditions in Minnesota. One is the Minnesota governor's fishing opener, where the governor goes out to outstate Minnesota and they have a big weekend. And
you've been there.
I've been many of them.
Battle Lake.
Many, many of them.
Yeah.
Like probably 15 years worth. From Arnie Carlson through Jesse through Tim Pawlenty, it was went to him for years. Tim Walz, his governor's fishing opener, was in White Bear Lake this last year.
Where is that compared to the state capital?
Yeah, okay. Now you think, well, you know, doesn't the governor, I mean, this is not really where, you when you think fishing in Minnesota, you don't think White Bear Lake.
Right.
You know, I think White Bear Lake Ford or, you know.
I didn't even know there was an actual lake in White Bear Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There is, huh?
I don't know if it's a very good fishing lake. You don't hear people bragging much about it, but, you know, Mille Lacs, there's a lot of others.
There is an actual lake in White Bear Lake.
Yeah, that's where he had the fishing opener.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
We're thinking, well, and then the other tradition is the Minnesota governor's deer opener.
Right.
Where the governor would go out and hunt deer in the state, be it Brainerd or you know, up north or wherever.
Yeah.
Where do you think they're having the governor's deer opener this year?
Bloomington.
Chanhassen, Minnesota. Oh, I kid you not.
Yeah.
Three Rivers Park District, where there are many outstanding opportunities for outdoor recreation.
That can be fairly called a suburb.
It is a suburb.
Yeah.
It's in the Southwest Metro. It's in the 7-County Metro, where the media loves the guy.
Yeah.
And nobody in outstate media is not going to go to cover a deer opener in Shakopee or in Chanhassen. This is ridiculous. I hope they duck and cover if the mom's taking their kids to Target on that Saturday morning.
It's odd.
Well, yeah. He never leaves the metro. He lives in that bubble. It's like the D.C. people.
Yeah.
You know, he just never in. He refers to outstate Minnesota. It's just rocks and cows out there. All those people that live among the rocks and cows. But, yeah, that's all that's out there.
It's kind of sad.
I hope he gets just crushed. But we've got to outvote the metro. We'll see where it's at with Scott. I hope Dr. Scott's got it going.
Yeah.
And running with Matt Burke. I mean, sharp, sharp people.
Texter says, Dr. Jensen called Governor Walz the godfather of the crime epidemic. Walz allowed Minneapolis to be burned, looted, and destroyed. Over 200 arrested, none prosecuted.
No doubt. Him
the
and
godfather.
Jacob Fry, and I forget the mayor of St. Paul, the time if he's still even there. Talk about the Three Stooges. You looked at those guys at a press conference, it was like dumb, dumber, and dumbest. I mean, and they said nothing to say, and this is, you know, mostly peaceful protest. That's where the phrase came from. These are mostly peaceful protests, literally as the third precinct burned in the background. It's mostly peaceful.
Do you think Minnesotans remember that?
Oh, yes. I know.
You?
I know. Every circle I run in does. I can't find any fans of this guy. You start talking about his National Guard career, the word coward comes up constantly.
Yeah.
Among the ranks, among the people that served with him. Coward. He's a coward. He's a pencil pusher. He's a fraud. Another clown. Pretending to know what he's doing.
If you had to guess right now, handful of days till election day, who wins that race?
Oh, man. Knowing Minnesota, probably Tim Walz. I don't know. I just don't have a lot of faith in outvoting the Metro, the Democratic machine in Minnesota. He's got tons of money coming in. Crazy money. We'll have to ask Dr. Jensen about that, too. A lot of these races, these governor races, these Democratic candidates have massive amounts, tens of millions of dollars pouring into their campaign coffers from, they call it dark money, which is money that originates out of state. And it's really unbelievable how much there is. And where's it coming from?
Yeah. Will that make the difference? That dark money. What is dark money?
Money that originates from out of your state.
Which you can't really trace.
Yeah. PACs, different, yeah, entities.
When we come back, John in Rolog wants to weigh in. A Minnesotan can weigh in on that Walz versus Jensen race.
I don't know about you, but I'm planning to hunt in Shakopee a year from this fall. Deer must be everywhere.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 442 acres of crop and pasture land in McHenry County, 159 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 1,620 acres of crop and pasture land in Emmons County, south of Bismarck, North Dakota, and 80 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and farm estate retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'd never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile kind of changing the way that people are looking at cellular service. You go to patriotmobile.com, you can find out more about what they do, and they donate to causes that we support and believe in, like Turning Point USA. So many. Go to PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Switching is easy. Make it super easy. PatriotMobile.com. And just remember, they are not woke. They are committed to the mission and the message at PatriotMobile.com. Scotty had to duck out. He's got a little, when the show started, he had a little double vision going. And praying he's okay. He's got and then as we got into the first, 15, 20 minutes there, he was really double vision, really bad. He couldn't read the monitor. So he's going to run in and make sure he's okay. So I said, well, I'll just hang out. We got our friends. We'll see. We might see if some of our friends around the building will slide in. We can talk about this. But Dr. Jensen's going to be coming up. Dr. Scott Jensen is running against Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor's race. He'll be here in about 10 minutes or so. It is What's on Your Mind. The number to call, 855-200-1776, press extension 2 if you want to be on the show. John is in Rolog, Minnesota. John, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, Kevin, it's not John, it's Ben.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Ben, what's on your mind?
But ever since Al Franken won a number of years ago,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota has gone totally to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Republicans could get 80% of the votes, and I don't think they could win because the corruption is so bad in this state.
Yep.
Well, then this state taught the rest of the country how to do it, and then in 2000, they went into the computers, and the Chinese pretty much cleaned up. And it's not that they did it. It's the Republicans don't even believe that they did it. And that's the sad part.
Oh, boy, you've a lot to unpack there, Ben. First of all, back to the Norm Coleman, Al Franken race. Remember the ballots that showed up in the trunk?
Oh, yeah, the glove compartment.
The glove compartment deal, yeah. Remember,
Well, they proved they could do it. And you got to remember, it was a Minnesota Republican that okayed that election.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the Republicans don't realize there's a problem, how do you solve it?
Don't you think, you said Minnesota kind of, but, this really started way, way back when you look at organized crime in New York and Chicago. But, Minnesota took a lot of, and Hennepin County and the seven county met, Hennepin and Ramsey County definitely took good notes during those years, don't you think?
Yes, and then they proved it could be done on a large scale, and it was so plain, but they still got away with it.
Yep.
So you got this, you got the 20 election where they took 10 million votes. And Mike has proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt, and then the 2000 Mules proved it, and yet the Republicans still don't believe it. And that's where the Uniparty comes in.
Well, guys, I just saw that.
I'm still questionable.
Yep.
I don't care how well they do. I don't know how they're going to win with the corruption.
Well, that's the variable. That is the 1,000% variable in Minnesota and so many other states, and that's what we're dealing
many
with.
Many states. So you keep doing it, Kevin. You're a good man.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate you,
okay.
Ben. Thanks, man. You know, that's the variable. That's the big – and if you cannot convince me or anyone that's around me that, it's all good. It's all good. It's the most secure election ever. Ted Cruz has a new book coming out, and I want to play you – and I'll cue it up here in a minute. It's about – The January 6th and what everyone ignores about January 6th and all the nonsense around that is what the reason for the rally was. The reason for the Stop the Steal rally was to bring attention to the mass corruption in our election system. And Ben is spot on. This machine thing was next level. Talked about this, you can only stuff so many dead people's names into a ballot box. You can only get so many dead people or come up, dual, triple, four, same person vote six times in six different districts. You can only do that so much. To be a game changer like this was, to that level, you got to get the machines involved. And if you go to Frank's speech, go and like him or hate him, and I don't have I don't know Mike Lindell. I've met him once, talked to him on the phone a few times. I know he spent a ton of money, and I know from everyone that I've talked to that does know him very well and very close to him, knows he's a good human. He's a good guy. You know, he didn't want this to get to just go away without anything. So, you know, tens of millions of dollars later, he has kind of amassed all of the different articles, the evidence, the findings, all at frankspeech.com. So you can go there and read all about it, and you should. Because when you look through all of that that he's assembled, and I think that's what Ted Cruz did, a lot of it. I think Ted Cruz went through a lot of that and went, hey, we got to write a book about this. Because, and Ted Cruz made a mention on Mark Levin, his program on Sunday, yesterday, that the word he used, and we'll bring up the audio here, was massive corruption. So, and I know there have been inroads. I know there's been progress in the states where it's been the worst. But like Ben said, you look at a market, look at markets in California, New York, Illinois, Minnesota, Georgia, where these massive population centers are and the electoral vote counts are way up. I don't know that nothing's been done in California, I promise you. Nothing's been done in New York. Nothing's been done in Illinois. Arizona, yeah. Pennsylvania, yeah. Georgia, yeah. But these big states, where Pennsylvania, ooh, some of the worst. I'm going to bring that audio from Ted Cruz right now. Let's get to see line one. Hi, who's this? Welcome. What's on your mind? Who's this? Hello?
Morning.
Hi, who's this?
Morning. Henry Fargo.
Henry, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I got to tell you, I don't know what happened if I got the wrong channel, but I like everything you're saying, buddy. Normally, Scott tamps all this down, and we don't get to hear about Dominion and all this stuff, and you are spot on. I'm really scared coming up on the 8th because they're not going to roll over. Everything Nancy and the rest of these people have done is treasonous, and treason is death, and I can't believe they're going to give us power back.
You'd think. You know, one thing, Henry, that Scott, I don't think Scott Tamps is, because we have Lindell on all the time talking about the machines, and but, you know, the one thing, though, that I think, when it comes to you talking about having confidence, that's the little shadow in the back of the room, isn't it? That's the little, it's like, and, but I think the good news is, tell me if you agree. The good news is that we're aware of it. So I think that unlike ever before, the eyes are on this. I don't know. That's way beyond my pay grade to know how they're going to watch these machines and how they're going to know if they've been, you know, if they've been hacked, if they've been manipulated. I don't know that they have, but I'm sure there are teams of people, not probably from this government, but you know what I mean? But all eyes are on this. I know there's lots of places watching these ballot boxes, but whether we can get the eyes on these machines is a whole other question. Don't you think?
Well, here's the deal. Kevin Cramer openly comes out and says the election wasn't stolen. You know, 2,000 mules, everything out there. He's going to have a seat no matter what. It's the rest of us that are out. This is serious business. Yeah. This is America. This is our freedom. Amen. And we really need to take it back. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks, Henry. Be right back.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An area of the country that has been particularly dry since the summer is likely to see some moisture this week. The same powerful storm bringing snow across much of the Rocky Mountains this past weekend is expected to emerge in the plains on Monday, bringing Texas and Oklahoma some much-needed rainfall to the region. Inflation, food, gas prices, state-regulated abortions, border chaos, European war, and multiple countries threatening the United States with nuclear weapons are among the key drivers for this midterm election. It's report card time, as the Democrats have had exclusive control of Washington, D.C. for the last 2 years. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the DC Comics supervillain turned anti-hero Black Adam in a movie for years. The movie landed well over $67 million on its opening weekend. USA Radio News.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn and for Scotty. Scotty had to duck out. He's got a little double vision going, so he's going to go have that. Boy, he and I are sure a pair to draw to. Me with my kidney stone episode over the weekend, and he got a little double vision this morning, so a slide in. Might see if we can get Chris Berg or Steve Halster maybe join us a little bit, talk about this, that, or the other thing. Lots going on this Monday morning. We're a week from Halloween now. And it's a week, 2 weeks from tomorrow until November 8th comes up. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. We're always talking about home cooking and grab-and-go convenience that they do every day. I am always, you know, because a lot of the stuff I like, and I hit the Glendon store because Glendon's on my way home. Some of the stuff I like, I love their meatloaf. It's fantastic. I love the Salisbury steaks, very good. But my go-to, if it's something I'm not really done, is always the 4 for $4. You want to talk about an inflation buster, it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still solid at $4. That's a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, a couple of those fresh-baked cookies, $4, four items all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And they are hiring all sorts of positions. Find out more at PetroServeUSA.com. Dr. Scott Jensen is joining us on the program, running for governor. Republican ticket in the state of Minnesota, my home state, and the state in which I reside, and I happen to be the only Minnesota resident around here. So, Dr. Jensen, you had me at I'm running, I will tell you that, and you really had me at Matt Burke is running with me, I said earlier. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
I'm doing terrific, and thank you. And I just want to say Matt Burke is a man of character. He has a profound determination and a wonderful sense of humor, and to have him at my side has been an absolute joy.
How's it going? I'm looking at this. I watched the debate. I'm surprised he even showed up for the one. What has he been invited to 19 different debates, and his schedule doesn't seem to allow for any of them except for one. Dr. Jensen, we all know why. It's not just Tim Walz. It's anybody that's it goes all the way up to Senate candidates to the president himself. They won't answer any questions because you cannot defend the indefensible. Is that fair?
I think it is. And I think it really points to, I believe, a crisis for America. I think that we're literally seeing the political class tell American citizens, we don't really care what you think. We know how to get this done. We know how to win elections. And that's what our job is, to win elections. So if you don't like it, too bad for you, because we're going to get our candidate across the goal line, and we don't need to have our candidate, if you will, analyzed by you in a public forum such as a debate, because, quite frankly, we can win without that risk. And I think that if America and Minnesota specifically want to say, hold it, we're American citizens. We have something to say about this. We're going to rise up and tell you No, you don't do that. Frankly, Scott, we should be utilizing what's happening this year as a rationale for having a discussion in the future about campaigns. Perhaps there should be some incentive for candidates to participate in some level of debates, and perhaps the campaign finance board somehow enters into it. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that I think Minnesotans are being denied the opportunity to try to see a contrast, if there is any. And I think there's a profound contrast between Scott Jensen and Tim Walz. But I think that we are literally seeing the birth of a crisis in American politics, and the politicians are winning.
Boy, isn't that the truth. It's Kevin Flynn, by the way, Scott. Scotty had a jump out. Scott had, it's weird. We had a, and you're a doctor. It was, I had a kidney stone pass on Friday night. Get this. In the ER till 5 in the morning. And then when I come in this morning, then Scott starts to show he has a little double vision. So he had to duck out. But, nonetheless, here we are. I thought it was interesting. I just wanted a sidebar on not willing to debate. Tim Walz, not only does he not want to debate, he doesn't even want to leave the metro. And I thought it was hilarious when they had the governor's fishing opener at White Bear Lake. And then I thought it was especially ridiculous that they've now announced that the governor's deer opener is basically going to be in Chanhassen. So, you know, because there's massive amounts of deer hunters in Shakopee and Chanhassen hunting deer. Is that just, that just adds to it, don't you think?
I do. I do. And Kevin, I hope you're feeling better from your kidney.
Thank you. I am. I am. Thank you.
I have been told by my patients my female patients that have both had babies and kidney stones, and they have told me that kidney stone is perhaps one of the better comparisons for a male to understand what it's like to give birth. Now, that, I don't mean to be too funny about that, but I've had many women tell me that crampy process that occurs with the kidney stone passage has some similarity to the cramping process of delivering birth vaginally. So,
oh yeah, it was brutal. It was brutal, but yeah, it was great. We got through it. So,
but getting back to your question, I think there's a more insidious recognition that needs to occur here. It's not just about Tim Walz not wanting to go outside the metropolitan area. It's that he is, in a very underhanded manner, also trying to make certain that people in the metropolitan area do not get a chance to see Scott Jensen. That's why the one televised debate he did with me was in Rochester, and he would not allow a live audience, or would he allow it to be in a Twin Cities TV market. He wanted to make certain that his stronghold of voters would not see Scott Jensen answering questions, responding to rebuttals in reasonable, measured fashion, candidly, authentically, and honestly.
Yep.
Because what I do, Tim has spent millions and millions of dollars telling people that I'm extreme and dangerous. And he doesn't want that $10, $15 million to go to waste by having me on a TV screen alongside of him where people are saying, gee, Doc Jensen seems pretty darn reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, Kerry Lake's dealing with that with the gal Katie Hobbs in Arizona. They're dealing with it in the governor's races in Michigan. All over the country, these duck and cover incumbents are just, they just get, again, I just think it's that there's no argument. You don't have any, there's no meat on the bone there. There's nothing to say that'll defend any of this. It's any common sense level-headed, you know, Minnesotan or American would even buy for a second. How confident are you? We were just talking before you got on about the election, the corruption. You got states like California, New York, and Illinois that are, I mean, they're intrinsically, you know, corrupt. Obviously that has leaked into a number of states, including Minnesota. We know it happened. We know there's been some inroads and some fixes. How confident are you in the process after what happened in 2020? Are you pretty good? I know you told me months ago that you had all kinds of people keeping an eye on things, but where are we with that now?
I think that there has been tremendous effort. Kim Crockett, as a candidate for Secretary of State, has done a wonderful job of getting people to sign up for election judges, poll watchers. I think in 2020, there were some 20,000 liberal election judges and 3,000 conservative election judges. And this time around, it sounds like it's going to be more of an even split between maybe 10, 12,000 of each. Poll watchers are in place. There's been some canvassing going on. I think that the concern has elevated the trustworthiness, and I'm confident that Tuesday, November 8th, the election will be done fairly. I do think it's worthwhile stating that Steve Simon, the current Secretary of State, has testified before legislative committees that there's always some level of shenanigans or something like that in every election. And taking him at his word would then mean that there is some level of shenanigan, rule breaking, abuse, whatever you want to call it. And I think then the question is always, to what level does that rise? I mean, I've had a patient tell me that he got a mail-in ballot for his dad on like the latter part of October in a previous election, and his dad had died, but the patient thought he knew what his dad would like to do and would like to vote. And so he was very tempted to go ahead and send it in.
Right.
And he had done it, I think, in 2020 with the relaxation of some of the rules because of COVID. I think it probably would have been a counted ballot. But my patient resisted the urge. But I think this is the kind of thing that does have the attention of some people. But I think that the 2022 election is going to be well constructed. And I think we have lots of people with eyes on the process. And I think we just need to get everybody to vote. And I am begging Greater Minnesota, this is your moment. We need you to get out and vote, because you literally can make history. If the conservatives, the common sense conservatives, can elect a Republican governor in 2022, that bodes well for so many other states. It bodes well for America to rise up and say, we are going to control inflation. We are going to restore public safety. We are absolutely going to take care of our kids. We're going to fund kids, not broken institutions. We're not going to indoctrinate them. They're going to get a foundational education. We're going to start fixing problems, darn it, because the path we're on right now isn't sustainable. That's the opportunity we have in 2 weeks, is we have the opportunity to literally change America. And subsequently, I think we impact on the whole world.
And I don't, you know, I don't think we've ever been so diametrically opposed politically in this country or in the state of Minnesota than we have been in the last few years. I mean, the divide is so vast and so stark that it's easy to actually say, yeah, that's lunatics. That's you've gone way too far. And I mean, you look at like Tulsi Gabbard walking away. There's so many people that are just can't sign on to that agenda that's just so far left that any common sense individual just says, wait a minute, that's not the problem. The problem is this, and speaking of problems, what's your first month in office look like if you win, or when you win, I'm going to say?
I've spoken with leaders in the House and Senate, and I do not want to, if you will, routine, do it per usual. We're not going there. We are going to get to work the first day on policy. Typically, the legislative session frequently sees a lot of marking time in January, February, until the late February forecast comes out. Then people start digging in to the budget. I want to do policy. I've talked with the leadership. They're willing to stay till 11 o'clock at night to get this done. But literally in the first 60 to 100 days, I would like to see us rewrite emergency powers. That should never happen again, what Tim Walz did to Minnesota. We should absolutely get photo ID on our elections so we
Hang on. Can you hang on just a second through the break?
Yep.
Hang on just a second. We're going to finish that.
Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values,
and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. We are a week from Halloween, and tomorrow it's 2 weeks till November 8th, my friend. Brought to you by our friends at Freedom Matters USA. You are hearing us live from the Freedom Matters USA studios. They're the ones that brought Candace Owens to Bismarck, doing great things. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Talking to Dr. Scott Jensen, who is the Republican candidate for governor in the state of Minnesota. It's funny, Dr. Scott, our news director here at our Fargo station just popped in and said, hey, do you have a Star Tribune subscription? I said, no, I don't. He said, I need to get one because he's trying to get Tim Walz on the show on our brother station, and they're saying that he's getting stonewalled at the governor's office, getting stonewalled at the campaign. Apparently this person's name was in the Star Tribune, but our news director can't get to it. So he's dealing with more of the same. I don't think Tim really wants to talk to anybody, especially you in the form of a debate or anything.
I think you're right. And I think he's basically taking a page out of, Joe Biden's playbook.
Oh yeah.
I think it's, it's pretty clear, and I do not mean to be disrespectful when I say this about President Biden, but to me there have been multiple instances on social media, on legacy media, on TV, network TV, cable TV, news programs, that indicate that there are moments where, from a cognitive perspective, I don't think it's unreasonable for Americans to wonder, is everything okay with President Biden? I mean, that's all I'm going to say. But so I think that the idea of President Biden's handlers trying to protect him, shield him, if you will, from the scrutinizing analysis and magnifying glass of media, I get that. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing with Tim Walz. They're saying, well, gee, if President Biden can get elected by basically staying in the basement, why can't we? And we're a blue state, and we haven't had a Minnesota hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate since Richard Nixon in 1972. So all we need to do is figure that this is like an extra point after a touchdown. It's only we're on the 3-yard line or whatever it is, or the 10-yard line, and we just have to let the media, the machine, the money just get Governor Walz across the goal line. I think that's the strategy. I think most Minnesotans recognize it. That's why Walz is doing everything he can to keep me off the TV. He's not going to partner with me on TV. He's not going to deal with the media. He's not going to let Kathy Werzer have that last debate, which has been a tradition, I think, for some 30 years. All of these things are by the wayside because for Tim Walz and his team, it's all about winning. Ethics doesn't enter into it at all. The will of the voters doesn't enter into it. This is all about Tim Walz keeping power.
And
the
power.
Emperor.
Yep.
But, you know, I wanted to get back.
Yeah,
get
back to your first month in office.
Yeah, you said the first month in office. We need to rewrite emergency powers so that never again do we have to operate under an emperor. And that should not be difficult to do. Both the House and the Senate should have to affirm, and by an increasingly larger percentage, the emergency powers are going to be extended. We absolutely need to do that. That should be quite simple and straightforward. Second thing we need to do is have photo ID so that we can stop the bickering. And if people don't have a photo ID to vote, then that'll be the state's responsibility. I've done checking with a variety of people in terms of what would it cost to have some card that has a similar function as a driver's license and give it to people, and that's their voting card. We need to do something straightforward, simple, and get it done. I believe 46 out of 47 countries in Europe do something similar. The third thing we need is we need to get school choice in place. We need to have a certain amount of money continue to go to the homeschool district because the homeschool district has responsibilities for that child in case the child boomerangs back into the homeschool district. But we need to have parents have more choice so that they can plug their kid into a place where their child will be most likely to succeed. We need to elevate that triangle of stakeholders, the child, the teacher, the parent, and help them work together. And we need to push the educational union, the liberal educational union called Ed Minnesota. They need to be pushed out. They're not about education. We just saw the nation's report card come through. And Minnesota, the results are devastating. We are one of the worst. If you compare us to the surrounding states, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, we are absolutely last of them. We're below the average. Minnesota is devastated. And I've said this for the last 2.5 years. Tim Walz, you're hurting kids. And then the last thing I'd want to do is we need to elevate our ability to protect ourselves as Minnesotans. We need to elevate our Second Amendment rights. I believe Castle Doctrine has got to be in place protecting the individual so that we can take care of ourselves in our homes, our cars, our businesses, without necessarily demonstrating that we tried to retreat. We need to be able to stand our ground. And we need to recognize that the ability to carry is not some gift granted by some emperor. It's a part of the Second Amendment rights. And so we need to do those things in that first 100 days.
Those are all solid, solid plans. I've got a text in. The doctor also needs to clean out the long-term staff that will fight his policies. The staff is part of the St. Paul swamp. We talk about that a lot when we talk about term limits. You know, if you don't, you can term limit the congressional members, but if you don't term limit the bureaucrats, or at least get them out of these lifelong positions, you've got this behind-the-scenes fight that you maybe not even know you're fighting.
It's the invisible fourth branch of government.
Right. Fire them all. Let's see, early voting 2022, I sit back at this important time and wonder how many votes have been cast thus far by non-U.S. citizens, felons, and dead people. Oh, that means we got to wrap it up. Dr. Scott Jensen, how do we help you get across the finish line? What's the best way?
I need you to talk to your neighbors, your friends, the people you work with, the people you go to church with, the people you go down and have a burger with. You need to tell people, ask them one question. Do you want 4 more years like the last 4 years? Because if you don't, then you've got to get out and vote and support the Jensen team. Matt Burke, Scott.
Some big news. Dick Morris was on Newsmax and said that Trump will make a very big announcement right after the upcoming election. He says it will be huge and shock the media establishment. Dick Morris's new book about Trump becoming president again came out this summer. It's called The Return, and it's on the major bestseller list. It even predicted recent events about Trump. Now, Dick Morris says some major news will rock the country. Morris also says Trump still faces 3 big threats before he gets back in the White House. Mike Huckabee is telling everyone to get The Return. Even Trump calls The Return fantastic. Newsmax says it's the political book of the year. I've been encouraging you to get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com to get your copy today, or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.